It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, the Justice Department is reopening the murder case of Emmett Till. We talked to a historian about the news and the significance of Till's story to the civil rights movement. First, the latest Marquette University Law School poll came out yesterday. In addition to getting people's opinions on political races, tariffs, and Foxconn, it also asked Wisconsinites about the state of their roads. How to pay for those roads remains one of the toughest issues for state lawmakers to reach agreement on. Divides within the Republican Party on transportation funding delayed passage of the state budget for over 2 months last year, and now Democrats are hoping the issue could be a political winner for them in the election for governor this fall. Sean Johnson is WPR's Capital Bureau Chief. His series on transportation issues in the state last year was called Wisconsin Roads, a Turning Point. Sean, thanks for being back with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what did we learn from the Marquette Law School poll about how people feel about the roads?
So there was one question in there about roads, and it was, how would you rate the quality of roads and highways where you live? And in a poll that was otherwise marked by people who didn't really know what they thought, you know, like in the governor's primary, 38% of Democratic voters said they didn't know who they were going to vote for in that primary. 30% of Republican voters didn't know who they were going to vote for in the Republican primary for Senate. But when it came to roads, there was no undecided on how are the roads near you. And so what you saw on the statewide level was that 5% said excellent, 35% said good, 36% said fair, 23% said poor. So, I mean, if you're scoring that at home, fair and poor outweighed good and excellent.
And I understand it depended in part on where you live. There was a geographic split here, too.
Yeah, this is where it got kind of interesting. What they did was they broke up those answers into the Milwaukee and Madison media markets. So that's 21 counties in the southern half of the state. And then the northern half of the state. So, you know, Green Bay, Eau Claire, everywhere else, basically, 51 counties north of that Milwaukee-Madison block. And what they found is that in Milwaukee-Madison in southern southeast Wisconsin, 48% said excellent, good, 52% said fair, poor. So
even,
roughly
50-50,
even.
We
yeah,
could
you know,
call
there's
it.
There's a, that's within the margin of error for sure. In northern Wisconsin, though, only 34% said excellent slash good, 52% said fair, poor. So, you know, outside of southern Wisconsin and southeast Wisconsin, people think the roads are worse.
Could this be a political issue? Are Democrats trying to make this a political issue as we run up toward the November elections?
You hear them talk about it for sure. We don't know exactly what they're going to hammer home Scott Walker with until after the primary. It seems like right now there's an inclination to go after him on Foxconn more than on roads, potentially. It's just going to be a matter of kind of where they put their money. You know, does it make a better ad to talk about Foxconn than to talk about crumbling roads? Maybe they get paired and they talk about, you know, the government under Scott Walker was willing to give billions to this foreign corporation, but not to fixing roads. You can see that kind of thing developing, but they haven't really gone after the governor in a really big way in previous elections.
Now, Democrats know they're going to get votes in places like Madison and Milwaukee, and I think it seems like in some ways people are looking for candidates and issues to try to boost voting outside of those two metropolitan areas.
Yeah, I think if you look at the parts of the state that think their roads aren't great, it's the parts of the state where that could decide this election. So, you know, even the portion of the state that thinks their roads are better includes the, you know, the backbone of the Republican Party. I mean, southeast Wisconsin is where Governor Walker is going to get a sizable portion of his votes. Madison, Milwaukee is where the Democratic nominee is going to get a sizable portion of their votes. So they're looking to reach out to these other parts of the state. You know, the Green Bay media market is always critical. Western Wisconsin is critical. And so this is an issue that could potentially move people there, especially, you know, in the governor's race is one thing, but you could imagine this being an issue in a lot of state Senate races, for example, where, you know, there people are more hyper focused on road conditions in a specific district, maybe, and what one party did about it or didn't do.
Talking to WPR's Sean Johnson about roads, politics, and money in Wisconsin. And let's get to the money and politics side of this, Sean. We've talked about this a zillion times. plus or minus, in the last three, 4 years. People in the legislature, people around the state in public opinion surveys want better roads. There's a disagreement over how to pay for it, or even if there needs to be more revenue to pay for that.
Yeah, and we've been stuck on that kind of question for a number of years now. You know, ever since the state got rid of gas tax indexing, there's sort of been this slowly developing gap between what the state wants to spend on roads and what it can afford without more borrowing. Okay, gas tax indexing would increase the gas tax automatically to keep up inflation. The legislature didn't have to vote on it. The governor didn't have to sign it. But that was done away with under Governor Jim Doyle. So you do hear some calls to bring that back. You hear, for example, Malin Mitchell brings it up a lot. He's one of the Democrats running for governor. He says he'd bring back gas tax indexing. Other Democrats are generally supportive of some kind of a tax or fee for roads. But among Republicans, Governor Walker has taken kind of an increasingly hardline stand against increasing taxes or fees for roads. So it's a real, difference between him and between the field that's looking to defeat him.
And we saw a standoff among Republicans, really, in the last budget. You followed this a lot between, I guess, Governor Walker and Senate Republicans on one side, and then Assembly Republicans led by Robin Voss, who was really vocal on this on the other side, wanting something.
And that may be potentially, coming from where their members are from. Okay, so Assembly Republicans have a lot of members from rural Wisconsin, up in northern and western Wisconsin, in areas of the state where people say their roads aren't great. The idea of some kind of tax or fee was really killed in the Senate last year, and, you know, probably by a handful of Republican senators from southeast Wisconsin, where roads are generally viewed as better. So you kind of see that divide. You know, where we ended things was one of the last big ideas for revenue during the road funding debate came from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who was talking about a heavy trucking fee that went nowhere. I mean, that was killed pretty fast. After the budget debate was all over, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said, I think we have to do tolls in Wisconsin. That's the only way we're going to get this done, to get enough revenue to redo all the interstates, which are going to be so expensive. But again, that happened after the budget debate. Everybody had gone home. They're not coming back to Madison to talk about tolls. And even if they did, that's not something that they could start generating revenue from real quick, and they'd need the federal government's okay.
So what's going on now? There's highway funding, there's local road funding, there's county roads. Are we in a period of kind of triage? What do we need to fix now?
You do have some local governments that are going to a wheel tax. For example, Eau Claire County went to that to deal with county roads. You have decisions being made all over the state of Wisconsin, which, you know, we don't necessarily track or know about, in town boards, for example, where they have decided to maybe go to take some roadways that were asphalt for a number of years, and because they're in deteriorating condition, they grind them up and turn them into gravel. It's hard to say how widespread that is, but we know that that's happening. So because local governments depend so much on state funding, when that state funding isn't coming in as quickly, or it hasn't historically come in as quickly, and they're under revenue limits, they have to figure out how to get revenue on their own, or they have to cut back.
Bringing things back to the elections, we don't know what either party's main message is going to be. There's a lot of options, from, you know, opinions on the president of the United States, the future of abortion in the state with the U.S. Supreme Court in play. I could go on and on. Roads is just one of those. Do you really see that emerging as a likely theme?
It's hard to imagine what the storyline out of Washington is going to be as we get closer to the election, right? So it's hard to say whether Democrats are going, what they're going to want to say about President Trump, for example, might take precedence over what they want to say about roads. I think another outstanding question is, what role do the road builders and the road building lobby play in this year's elections? They've been willing to support Governor Walker in his first campaign for governor, for example. They have a lot of money. They could potentially get involved in a race in a more outspoken way against him, but that carries some risks for them, because if he wins, they're probably not going to get what they want in the next budget.
Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome.
Sean Johnson is WPR's Capital Bureau Chief. He is with us to talk about the latest numbers on how Wisconsinites feel about their roads and why lawmakers have a tough time agreeing on how to pay for them.